If we come back to the previous album, Black Snow.
Yep.
What main souvenir or memory would you keep from that period?
For sure, the tour with Tron. And how fast we had to write and produce the album, because we started to write the song when the tour with Prong was fixed, so was a very rush album. So
because you needed one on tour, wanted the album to be available on tour.
Yeah. Okay. We had the news 12 months before, so we had time to do everything. But you know, sometimes when you have a sort of real life, it's not easy to to write an entire album. And but it was very funny because it was very very fast.
Okay. So there's a new album coming, a Keystone. But in between, you release EPs or or singles. From the beginning, you release between albums. You like to release singles or EPs. Is that because it's important for you to kind of keep the fans updated that the Kilogar is alive and continue, or is that for financial reason? You need also to regular money coming.
Yeah,
we know how it works.
Half and half. Because every time something happened during the life of the project, we changed some member of the band, so we needed to test the new interaction between the band. And with Till You Turn, between TBDK and Black Snow, we did it for had a featuring with Maki from Lacuna Coil, Logan Mother as a mixer engineer, with Make Your Stand is because PQ, the new guitar player, enjoyed the band, so we had to rebalance everything, and was the right choice because now we have a very great connection.
Right. Your own, or you're one of the main partners of Zeta Factory, right?
Yeah.
So on top of Kilogar, do you produce, you record, you mix, is the Zeta Factory, is that only for you and your project, or you open it to outside bands?
Zeta Factory is a factory right now with a 4 rehearsal room, a music school, and the studio. I produced there a lot of album before I started Kilogar, because after I dedicate myself 100% to the project, and I can't, it's difficult to me produce another band while I'm working on my
own. Okay, so now you focus only on the
Now I'm just the manager. Mm-hmm. I have a couple of producer. If the band won't produce an album inside the Zeta Factory, I call the other producer. I rent the studio. And
All right. From my point of view, so as a non-professional musician, I have the feeling that when a band decided to record a new album, they kind of have a main idea that you try to give birth to the record to come. So before this new album, what was your keystone? What was your main idea? Where did you want to go, in fact? What was the spark that created Keystone?
For sure, the meeting with PQ, Pietro Pilichini, the guitar player, give us a new energy to write song together. So music for us is a necessity to share something with the other people. And me and Pietro, we lived a lot of personal experience together. So we started to put this kind of experience in music, and this is created all the process for the new album.
But you come with songs, maybe PQ come with ideas and everything. But how do you make these ideas from him coming new member into Kilogar Identity?
Sometimes he wrote the song and he gave to me the song and I work on it, and sometimes the opposite.
So you change?
Yeah. What do you think about if we change the chords of the chorus? What do you change about this bridge or the intro? I prefer this. And we arrived at the end of the writing session with some different version of the song and of the parts. So we spent 1 month together, me and him, in studio to rearrange everything. Then we called the other member of the band and we start to arrange everything. Then we sent to the David Botril, the producer, and from that we started to elaborate everything.
All right. If you remember, what was the first song written on Keystone?
Silent Witness.
Silent Witness.
But in a totally different version.
Different how?
Yeah.
Darker, lighter, softer?
No, it was more softer and more rock and roll.
Alright. So you put some more aggressivity and darkness in the song?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And in your experience, do you think that one way or the other, for each album, the first song written kind of give the color of the whole album, or it's just in one piece in between among 10?
Okay, I have some problem to stay concentrated of something more than 3 hours. So for me it's like if you have to paint something and you started with the sky, then with the ground, then with the house, so you can skip and you see the pictures growing up day by day. So if you started to change the color of the sky, you can change the color of the ground, or vice versa. So you can, okay. For sure the first input is the first song that you write, but because we're writing song every time, we put the song in the box and we pull out when we need it, there is different influence. So
okay. So it means that on Keystone you may have songs or leftovers from Black Snow or other sessions?
No. But now we have a bunch of songs for the new one.
Okay.
When the PQ joined the band, we reset everything.
All right. So on the record is what 10 or 11 tracks, do you remember?
11 plus one intro.
Yeah. So you put 11 songs on the record, but how many did you have?
25.
Okay, so on the 14 left, some will never see light because it's not good enough, or how do you make decision? This one yes, this one no.
How natural the song arrive at to the end, because now maybe the draft that we have is without a strong melody or without a strong drum session. So when we find something between us and the song, we don't force it. We leave the song because we think that the song can live without us. So if I take the song after 6 months, maybe I can finish the song in 2 minutes. But if I stay focused on the song and I cannot find a way, it's better to leave.
But does that mean that all the time, I don't know, in your cell phone, everything, you have bits and pieces which are kept on the side, and maybe you will work and
absolutely.
Okay, so you have a treasure in your phone, or
yeah, absolutely.
Right.
It's a nightmare.
Okay, I understand that. On the band, you sing and you play guitar.
Yep.
Do you like both exercise? I have the feeling that you are first a guitar player and then you decide one way or the other to sing.
I love to play guitar, because I'm not an egomaniac, I can stay on the sides of the stage, because at the beginning, the KiloGar as a project, I was searching for a singer woman, maybe can give more chance to arrive with the audience, but I didn't find someone who can join the band for real. So I was also a singer, and it's not easy to mix the two things, but for sure I changed a lot of lineup because the other guys didn't have the clear idea where they want to go. Mm-hmm. When you invest by your own, if you change the singer, you change 80% of the attitude of the band. Mm-hmm. So we are an independent band, we invest our money inside, and I wanted to be sure that the keystone element of the frontman never give up from the band. Since this is why...
Okay, no, always the best served by yourself. How do you build the track list? Because we used to say, okay, you put in the 2-3 first songs, the catchiest one, the one that people like, you know, are just checking online and get interested in the first song. How do you build this track list?
It was a very long process. It took a lot of time because I follow my instinct. I created maybe 10-12 different track lists, and I listened to it for a few times, and in my instinct I say, okay, this is one. How one song is finished and the other start, give me the right feeling to choose the set list.
It seems that you keep the rhythm of releasing a new album each 3 years. I think it's...
Yeah.
Do you think it's the natural pace, natural rhythm of the band, or just because you write, you record, you tour, so at some point it could go 3 years?
No.
Could you go faster? Could you go...
We will see. Maybe with this tour and with this album we receive all the enthusiasm of the audience and we need to release another album in 2018 or 2000, or maybe everything could be slow and we take more time. I don't know.
Can you write on tour?
Yeah, every time. When you have to be with your wider eyes open, because the inspiration can come every time. So you need your phone and sign two notes or your melody. So I have some melody here, it's like yeah, 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 with a fake English, yeah. But I need to catch the idea.
Okay. And you listen to that maybe the next day, you say,
no,
that good or that bad? Or yeah.
Sometimes I have some line here with my daughter's, Bobby, and I jump, you know.
I check your Facebook and I noticed that basically you were explaining that about a year ago you finished recording the album, about a year ago you were sending the file to Botril, and now the album is coming early October.
Yeah.
Might be a stupid question because you're not in the music business. What took 1 year between, it will be mixed by David Botril, but I suppose it won't take 6 months for that,
yeah,
to release the album? What in terms of organization or of frame,
yeah,
how is it organized? Or he needs money also to receive an album?
No. The problem was that we tried to find a deal with a big label. We received a couple of big deal, but with big option, but we didn't find a deal with this label. So we prefer to release the album alone. We made a mistake to release the picture of studio and real time.
Yeah.
This is our mistake, okay? But yeah, we create a lot of
excitement, expectations.
Yeah. Yeah. And in fact, the pre-order went very good. So.
Right. But for you, what would be the advantage of a record label? To get distribution wider? Or?
For now, no, for now, it was just about the management. Now we have a good one, but at the beginning of the album, we work with another management, and if you are inside a Roadrunner, maybe it's possible that you go on tour with another band from Roadrunner. Sure. If you are an independent label, you have to fight every time to find
it. So it helps mainly to find gigs?
Yeah,
find
absolutely.
Tour, to get involved in
absolutely.
Tour.
It's all the right. final reason.
That's the key, all right. So, as you mentioned, you worked with David Botrin, which is well known by a lot of people for his work for Tool, for so many bands. How did it happen? I can imagine that, you know, you put on a list like your dream producer, and you say and you try send mail, and you see if the guy react, or how does that work?
I describe what you told to my friend. He is a sound engineer very renowned in Italy, called Sandro Ferrari. And we were in outside of my studio smoking a cigarette. Say, okay, this is, I want to produce an album with one of these five producers. When I called David Botrin, I say, oh, I know him because I worked with him years ago with another band. If you want, I can send an email. After 1 week, I had the answer, so we started to work together. It's just for. But he was at the top of the list because of Tool, because of Stone Sour and other...
And imagine for the next one, you can choose your dream producer, except Botrin, you get now. Who would it be? Who would you like to work with?
I don't really know. For now, I don't know. Right. No, it's not in my list right now.
Obviously, the sound of the album is good, the production is... top of the game. What do you think, from your point of view, is really the added value of David Botrin?
What personal experience? My personal experience. I didn't have a dream that with him, his production, we can
you'd be sharp number one. You know what I mean?
No, I just want to live my experience with him. I learn a lot from him.
So it's a bit of an egoistic experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? It's good. Oh, good.
Absolutely.
Good. But you went to Canada?
He came to Italy, right? And he stayed 1 month with us.
Right.
And I worked with him another 3 months by Skype, with once a week call and discuss about it.
And so you yourself, you learned a lot watching him work?
Yeah. When you have the opportunity to work with a masterpiece producer, you understand a lot of small things, the instinct that he has, and bigger the producer is, more humble. You know, they don't want to, they don't have a big ego. They work for the song, not for a, and it was very good.
So next time you do it yourself?
Maybe. But at the same time, when you're recording your own music, if you have a good partner that take the choice for you, it's better because you stay more focused on artistic things.
You need to have an external view?
Yeah.
For the recording process of Keystone, anything different from Black Snow or the previous albums? You modify your way of working?
For sure, this time, also because of David, we're recording the drum and the bass at the same time with the amplifier in a different room, but the two guys was in the same room.
Listening each other?
Yeah, and stay in the same room. So the bass player had the amplifier in the other room, but he played in front of the drummer. And we did the same thing for the guitar. Me on the right, PQ on the left. If I made a mistake, PQ had to play again also his part. Okay. So we say this is the good take when all the feeling and the playing was good.
So it's not just a patchwork of instruments,
Is
the rhythmic section working together?
Yeah.
Guitars, okay. Let's talk about the cover picture.
Yep.
Done by Andrea Santini.
Yep.
All right. It's a strange cover picture.
Yep. It's a paint.
Yes. paint was done for the album, or it was a painting existing, and you say this one is
absolutely. And I bought the painting because I talked to him and say, okay, I love these pictures, I want to buy it for my album. Was available, so I with a big discount because he's my friend. But
it's a picture on top of which he painted, or it's all painted?
No, it's a big painted.
Big,
it's maybe 1 meter and a half or 2 meters.
Wow. Okay.
Very big. I have it in the studio right now.
All right. When you look at the cover picture, it can give you a weird idea of the music that will arrive. You don't know much what to expect, so maybe it's good for you.
Yeah.
But you don't know much what to expect. You can imagine it won't be very joyful, because it's a bit dark. But all your cover pictures, none was obvious, I would say. Obvious meaning you always have an element of enigma, or
okay,
is that on purpose for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't like too much all the cover that you have in this kind of genre. Is you know, sometimes it's equal, there's not a lot of things like melodic metal, they have this fantasy pitch every time. We try to work for something unique and something more...
Not cliché?
No.
Okay.
You find the right
okay.
one. Yeah.
Okay. So you mentioned it already, but the lineup of the band is really unstable.
I know.
Basically, it's you and the others. Now
I
you
know.
Are PQ, as you mentioned. Does that bother you one way or the other? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. Me is...
Would you like to get stable?
Absolutely. The problem is that... if you have a clear idea where you want to arrive, and you have a real job, I can waiting for your holiday to go on tour.
So
you need to find musician at the same time, full time musician.
Yes.
At the same time,
yes.
There is not a lot of money,
yeah,
so you can maintain. So you have to find somebody dedicated to the band, like PQ, Pietro, and he's a music teacher. And he can skip the lesson to the next month.
He can manage
you can work. If you are employees or you are a video maker and you stay outside one month, you risk to lose a lot of business.
Yeah, sure.
So I don't argue with nobody inside the old lineup. It was a natural process.
Yeah, at some point you see, and the guys saw that you couldn't manage anymore.
Guys, we will have 1 month of tour. Sorry, I can't have the holiday from my... So you can change. But Joe, the bass player from Time Cut, will be on tour with us because the other bass player that play on the records had the opposite problem. He is a musician. We don't have a lot of money for this tour, so we can cover all the cost. And also, he has a problem with the surgery, so he
yeah,
needs a break.
Because you have the album lineup, and you also most of the time have a
absolutely.
Live lineup.
It's a nightmare.
All right.
But every time is a.
So as you mentioned, you tour with big bands.
Yeah.
You used to tour with Prong. You mentioned I found the Limp Bizkit.
Yeah. Right. No, just one
the
show.
Current,
yeah.
Current. Especially Prong on tour with these guys. Did you learn something from them?
Absolutely. We stay in touch.
Especially the guy from Prong, who had years of experience.
Absolutely. Tommy is a very nice guy, and I met him in Carpi, in our studio, because he played in Bologna, and he came to Carpi to have a lunch together. So we stay really in touch. I met Christopher Jason from the previous bass player. Now he's playing with Ministry in Milan. You know, it's a good relationship. We are friends.
But did you learn something, professionally speaking, on the way they manage their day or their nights between tour, between the gigs, because you have the feeling that, you know, it's partying all the time and everything, but the guy have to, you have to take care of yourself to be able to play the next day.
The singer for sure need to sleep maybe 8 hours a night,
and you may have more drink a glass of tea with honey than whiskeys, and you know what I mean.
Absolutely. Tommy doesn't drink alcohol
at all.
At all, nothing.
Right.
Art, maybe a couple of glass of wine, the drummer. And I remember when we went in tour with them, we received, because we shared the tour bus, we received an email from the tour manager: no drugs, no alcohol, no girls allowed on side, inside the tour. So is when you had 23 gigs in 25 days, it's a job.
Sure. You shot a lot of clips, I have to say, from the beginning of the band.
Yeah.
And the two recent were For Sleeping Through the Season and Prison of Lights. First of all, do you like that kind of exercise? That's fun for you, or it's more a pain?
When you find a good producer for the video, sometimes I needed to do by my own, it's very stressed. But when you find a good producer and they have a good idea, it's good.
And do you think that in 2017, a band needs to grow, continue to grow, like Ilogar, do you still need, is that still an important promotion tool, videos?
But
you can see by the number of videos that were hits on YouTube or everything, that it's still important for the promotion of the band?
Yeah, because it's, with the social network, you need to stay in touch with the fans, and we are not told that we can wait 10 years from between one album and the other one, you know? So
it's a way to stay alive.
Yeah. And to test if the audience is reacting for what you are doing.
Is there any more clips in the pipes?
Yeah, we have one with a special guest, and we send you a news in a couple of weeks before the video, before the tour.
Tour.
Because we will have a special guest on tour. And then maybe from the end of the year, another one about the pollution with something in the air.
All right. So as you mentioned, you'll be touring with the Rasmus.
Yep.
What do you for next fall? If I suppose, what do you expect? What's your?
I just want to play.
Do you think the audience will match well with you?
As I told today, another couple of time, with Prong we were the softer band. So when you listen to the old school metal and you have an alternative rock, is something like when you have a rock, metal rock band like the Erasmus, and you have a harder open act, maybe could be a good warm up. And if you listen to the Erasmus, maybe you can know Metallica, Alice in Chains. But if you listen to Slayer, Carcass, or this kind of music, maybe you don't know Nickelback, or you don't like it. So we will see. I will tell you after the show.
one way or the other, do you plan to soften your
set list?
No.
We have two or three songs more very strong, and we try to balance, but we want to give outside the identity of the band, not to.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
My pleasure.